Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's cold today, so put on two jackets and a coat. High up 39, curly 25, first guys at Village West.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Vanilla Cupcake Day?
I don't see none in the studio.
We gonna find some.
Yeah, we'll see. We're talking with Mayor Quinn Lucas. Maybe we'll offer him a couple of cupcakes this morning. Talking all things KC, starting at about 7:38.
And of course, we gotta have a conversation about the government shutdown. A little bit of an update. TMG goes down at your 23s. Gotta send some congratulations to Salt and Pepper and Outkast as they were inducted into the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You got your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. A new week, new blessings, new levels to conquer, baby. Started right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwback. Some know who it is, D.
Hot 103 Jazz.
Hustle and Shine.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Get the small details right. They add together to exert a big influence. No action, no moment, no attitude, no person is too small to matter. Seize upon every opportunity to have a positive influence, regardless of how insignificant it seems. Offering a tiny kindness could improve the trajectory of someone's entire day. Making a minor adjustment early might later be the difference between success and failure. The big decisions are obvious and important, yet they are few and far between. Just be as diligent with the little choices that pop up all the time, for they combine to determine your direction. In countless small ways, throughout all your days, you can exert positive influence. Remain mindful of that power and use it well. Lots of little things are immediately within your grasp. Continue assembling them into a big, beautiful, rewarding life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 39, currently 25, fair skies at Ruskin. Salt and Pepper's back. Yes, they are. Shout out to the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that went down over the weekend. They were amongst several who were inducted, and then during their induction speech, they called out UMG.
Our music has been taken down from all streaming platforms because the industry still doesn't want to play fair. Salt and Pepper have never been afraid of a fight. This is the Influence Award. We have to keep using our influence until the industry honors creativity the way the audience does, with love and respect.
Artists have been calling out labels, calling out managers, all these things for decades. It's unfortunate that, of course, it's still happening. I'm not a fan of the fact that Salt called out Drake for suing UMG, and now she's saying the same thing with UMG, but it is what it is.
I hope so.
Switching over, Outkast has been inducted as well, and they hit the stage and sent some love.
A lot of times it's a lot more than just the notes or the instruments that you're playing. It's everybody that's around you. It's the family, and this is my family.
Shout out to them. They accepted the honor presented by Childish Gambino at the Peacock Theater in L.A., and this all happened on Saturday evening. Well-deserved for them. Well-deserved. What was the first Outkast song for you that just was like, you know, this is making me an Outkast fan? What was that record for you?
Maybe this one, Bombs Over Baghdad.
Really? Okay. Y'all heard this went crazy in the clubs in Atlanta.
Oh, I was 14 when this was out.
Yeah.
Or maybe I remember the first song from Outkast. I was like, oh, this is different.
It's
it was
different,
me and you, your mama, and you. That was like in the summer, late summer of 96 when that was out. Yeah, and that was Lil Day was on some different stuff. And then Andre 3000, that's when he was dressing different and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I got Outkast number 2 on my best hip hop groups of all time.
I like that. Who's 1?
Run DMC.
Okay.
I got Migos on there.
Are they in the top 5?
Yes, they're number 5. I talk
good.
About it on Brian's World on my podcast, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Last but not least, Jacquees. He's reminding y'all that y'all need to stop playing with his name. Leave him alone. Stop talking about him.
People try to say, I can't sing and I ain't got hits. Well, I was on his album. That's triple platinum. That's 4 times platinum. That's gold. That's double platinum.
He went around his crib and showed us all of the artwork that he has, all the plaques that
right.
he has. I mean, you know, hey, look, if you have talent, it's subjective, but you can't deny the facts. And the facts could be your hits, the numbers, the streams, all of that. So he's tired of y'all playing on his top. Leave
that's
the king,
right.
King of R&B alone.
He is the king. He's my king. He's can't nobody stop Jacquees. He's the 2025 Bobby Brown.
I'm weak.
How about that?
Yikes. Well, who's his Whitney? He just mentioned that. He's just missing that part.
Who is he with? Dream Dow, China Dow, whichever one of them Dows. I don't know.
He ain't never been with no dog.
I don't know. I'm just guessing at this point.
Okay. Deion Sanders' daughter is who he has a child with right now. Just FYI.
Oh, so that's the
That's the Whitney, I
that's
guess.
The Whitney, okay.
I guess so. Well, that's the word of gossip right here on Hustle and Shine. They work. They work for me. They work for me.
King of R&B. Ribs and barbecue, rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on hot 103 jams. Salute.
The next page, KC, is collecting non-perishable food items to help those impacted by the government shutdown and reduce SNAP payments. Now through this Friday, the 14th, drop off the items to the Next Page KC office, 1216 Brooklyn, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4 p.m., and Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. No expired food will be accepted, so please, all non-perishable food items. I want to say it was a busy weekend, but it really wasn't for real, especially with yesterday. I was chilling, boy. I wasn't trying to do nothing, especially with this weather turning really cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's cold.
But, man, I was so glad to see you and all the other partners on Saturday for R&B Shining.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it was a beautiful scene.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a lot of people that I haven't even seen in a while. You got them to pop out. Even Playmaker slid through.
He did play McGill.
So it was definitely a good vibe.
Yeah, he had his Easter suit on, boy. Looking clean. Okay.
That David Dang fit, huh?
And then other than that, what did you get into?
So after that, I slid over to Level. Big shout out to Nate.
Down South, what's up, dog?
Yeah, so I ended up sneaking behind the DJ booth. Oh, man, it was a good vibe. Shout out to Morgan. It was a good birthday experience, so it was definitely fun. So that's kind of honestly what I did over the weekend. Yeah. And just kind of chilled, especially with the Chiefs having their bye week. I kind of chilled a little bit.
Yeah. It's going to be more weekends like this for the next several months as this weather, that hawk is back.
Yeah.
We woke up this morning, went outside, and it immediately smacked me in the face.
It definitely did.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Rich Harris, as always. Big love. Shout out to Big Reese, Wayne Acklin, Tasha Black, Kim D, Jasmine Rothschild. Also, big love to Joe, Monice, Rihanna, Christina. Shout out to all the cousins that's been hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. And then on that Twitter side, big love to Brandon Blake. It's always love.
Always, man. Shout out to all the cousins getting up, starting another week. Let's get it in, y'all. So, some news last night, D, as the final vote for the Senate, they advanced a bipartisan deal to end the shutdown after clearing a key 60-vote hurdle. So, with most Republicans voting in favor of this, they joined by a group of Democrats who had been holding out, as several Democrats still oppose the deal. And also GOP Senator Rand Paul also voted no. Now, this deal will fund the government through January 30th, setting up another deadline early next year. So we might have to go through this again. It also guarantees a December vote on the Affordable Care Act measure. And that advances a bipartisan minibuster to reverse shutdown-related workforce cuts, restore back pay, and guard against similar disruptions in the future. So this also includes full SNAP funding through the fiscal year of 2026. And as you know, this has affected so many Americans. Missouri, it was a report that came out over the weekend that Missouri is supposed to receive SNAP benefits by mid this week. And a lot of people in Kansas have received their mm-hmm. SNAP benefits for November. And then there was another report over the weekend about Trump and his administration telling the states to immediately mm-hmm. undo any steps taken to provide full SNAP benefits.
Yep.
So I think we're all confused on what's going on. I think that the SNAP benefits are eventually going to come, as they stated, especially mm-hmm. with the shutdown ending, hopefully, after this deal. But the thing, you know, people, I see comments online and stuff about how this isn't good, how, you know, the Affordable Care Act now might be at risk. And we'll see when all of that comes to fruition. But for the moment, the silver lining that I see is that some people are going to be getting their SNAP benefits cut back on. Not sure what the price of that is going to be in the end of this. So, but there is a little bit of relief coming up on the way.
Yeah, still a lot of questions. And like you said, I'm pretty sure everybody at this point is a little bit confused as to where are we going, what's headed, what's next, what's the next steps, is the deal done, all of that. So we'll make sure we keep you updated on it.
Indeed, I think that was the plan.
No, well, you got us.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 39. Currently, it's 25 in KC Mo. Singer Summer Walker sits down and speaks on labels actually stopping R&B artists from making longer songs.
I got away with it as much as I could because I've been fighting with my label about my 3-5 minute songs now that I have. Yeah, if it was up to me, give me, oh my God, I love a long, old song. Not the stuff that you think you're going to hear in a radio.
Wow, I didn't know that this was a real problem, but it is. And it makes sense because we complain all the time about some of the songs that are way short. Too long or mm-hmm. some that are way too short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had this conversation for a while, and I mean, the artists are never really the ones to blame with certain stuff. They're not the ones funding it. It's the labels. It's the people that's actually pushing it, and the longer the song is, the more money that label is probably going to have to spend on it. So why do a 10-minute song like this is 1930, make it a 2-minute song and call it a day?
And another thing is it's all about the streaming. People, if you stream it 2 times, that's only 2.5, that's only 5 minutes for a 2.5 minute song.
It's a good thing.
You only streaming once, that's a whole 5 minutes, and people just don't have the time, I guess, anymore to be listening to longer songs
like
that.
We do not. Too much music out there to consume. So
I think that's what the labels are thinking of, and that's a shame because that takes away from the artistry. It really does.
It does, but put that in the deluxe, and if we really like you, we'll listen in.
Facts.
Switch it over. Janae Eco and Big Sean, they were in headlines of last week for allegedly breaking up their 10-year relationship. Now, of course, nothing has actually been confirmed by either one of them, but Big Sean wasn't really having the people making up storylines as to what Janae did or what he did. So he hopped in the comments and said, look, I'm cool when people joke about certain things with me, but when it comes to Janae, leave her out of it.
Leave me the hell alone.
And then also people have been speaking on Janae and her previous partner, her who she was married to before Big Sean. And she did comment and say, quote, let's wrap this up. Me and Dot, who was her ex-husband, eloped in Vegas after a few months of dating. And she just went on to explain all of that.
But hey!
I get it. When it comes to people's business, we see what we see and we take the things that we see and assume that that's the whole story.
And you really don't know a damn thing.
Hey.
You don't know a thing. So that's like your mama and your grandmama told you, mind your business.
Shut up.
Shut up, Brian.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
It's another Monday. So you already know we got to tap in with our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mr. Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, have you had any communication with anyone from KCATA about any plans for funding of the buses? I understand that these funds that are for the buses now are expected to run out by the end of the year. We need our bus system. You got an update?
So I talk to KCATA all the time. I think they continue to meet with the city about ongoing bus funding, but we have those chats continuing. I tend to talk to people through meetings, through actual communications, not just throwing some out in the press and waiting for everybody else to figure it out from there. I wish KCATA would do the same, but we continue to look at ways that we can find more funding for them. That being said, it was part of the problem, right? It's supposed to be a regional agency. 4 months ago, they were saying we're going to go broke if not for this from Kansas City City Hall. Today, I guess they're saying we're going to go broke if not from Kansas City City Hall. As you have these ongoing issues, you start to wonder, all right, why are y'all separate in the first place? If this is going to be an issue again and again, where we're not necessarily able to predict ahead, plan what's coming forward, and what have you. So we'll keep the conversations going. We'll continue to try to fix what's up. I'm not going to negotiate necessarily just through a press release every few weeks about some calamitous thing. Because here's the thing that starts to, you know, happen. We're getting boy who cried wolf. Y'all remember in the summer when we were saying buses will stop working in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Heaven forbid, it'll all be done. Then it didn't happen. And now we're looking to do it all again. We need to find a better way to get through these, not just scaring the people. And that's what I'm going to be part of trying to do.
Mayor Q, I know this week you'll be conducting a hard hat tour of the 18th and Vine parking garage at 18th and Lydia. Now, we all know, of course, construction and limited access to popular streets. In this case, Vine can be very frustrating. But sometimes a friendly reminder of the vision or a progress update can sometimes help us all feel at ease. Now, what can you share?
I mean, there's a lot that we can share of what's going on. First of all, we're making it a safer place, a more interesting place for pedestrians and visitors. We are also making sure that we can build out the development future for 18th and Vine. A brand new hotel is what's being built next to that garage. Of course, the new Negro Leagues Baseball Museum at the Buck O'Neill Education Center on Paseo. You have got all of that activity coming to 18th Street. I like to compare it to some of what we've seen on Main Street through the streetcar line, other things that we have seen downtown over recent years. This is making sure that as our city is visited with a glow up all around, that the east side isn't excluded. I know it has made it harder to get there. You've had to come at 18th and Vine to the east side of things, 18th and Woodland. But this is something that in the years ahead is going to be a long term positive for Kansas City and 18th and Vine.
You recently shared more good news for KC, building more affordable housing in the core of the city on 22nd between Prospect and Brooklyn.
Yep.
Some folks are asking, Mayor Lucas, what does affordable really mean? Because some Kansas Cityans, even some called affordable units, still feel out of reach for some of our residents. How does the city actually define affordable housing, and who's truly eligible to benefit from these new developments?
Yeah, I see that on every post of mine. But affordable in Kansas City runs from about $0. So there are people who are paying nothing to go into some of our new developments, to probably about $1,178. That's the range. Most of this development that you've been seeing, first of all, most of it has been on the east side of Kansas City. 22nd Street between Prospect and Brooklyn is an area that we are excited to see this redevelopment on. I think later this week I'll be near 39th and Prospect. There is work going on all around the city, particularly along the Prospect Corridor. Now, of course, we have a lot of that housing that's between $0 and $600 a month. I host open units for that. But there is a very necessary balance, because something that we are not going to do is to centralize poverty in one part of the city forever. We do not want to build a Cabrini-Green 2.0 where everything is project housing of the type of which that you and I might have known when we were kids. We build mixed income housing. We make sure that there are folks from all different walks of life that can be part of it. That's what you'll see at Parade Park. That's what you'll see at other places. good public policy these days is not saying 10,000 people, I'm going to put you in a project. We're not going to put any social services on. No retail. Good luck at the end of the day. That's actually the plot for the movie Candyman, for y'all who actually remember that from way back in the day. What we are doing is building, I think, good, valuable housing accessible to seniors, accessible at all income levels in Kansas City, up to market rate. And this is something that is changing the face of the East Side that continues to be affordable, continues to be housing where we're seeing Black and brown Kansas Cityans be able to stay in their communities.
Yes, sir. You ready for these Broncos this week, Mayor Lucas?
Big game, man. I was with Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator for the Chiefs on Sunday at this current game, kind of talking about what's coming with Denver. It is a big test. Look, we've been in a game for all of them. You saw Buffalo get beaten badly by the Dolphins yesterday. I don't know what's going on in the AFC. Denver did not have a good game itself the week before. So I'm looking forward to an interesting and exciting game. And the Chiefs start their momentum back to the Super Bowl starting this weekend.
Let's get back into it.
Yeah, it's playoff push coming up. Thank you, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next Monday after a Chiefs victory right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Continue to be a blessing.
Yes, sir.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:26 on your time. It's a high of 38. Currently, it's 23. Fair skies and KCK. During a recent live stream, Kay Michelle shared that she's going to be finding a lawyer sometime soon because people are trying her.
Now, I got so much built up tension, AI people using my tones of my voice and all of that. Now I got to go find a lawyer. All type of stuff going on. Last thing I really need is somebody to write me a song.
Now, if you recall, last week, Gail King sat down with an AI creator who creates the lyrics, but she cannot sing herself, so she uses AI for it. And people have been hinting that that character, Zaniah, I believe is her name, sounds a little bit like Kay Michelle. Uh-oh. So now, that is a good question. If you use AI, what are the parameters around it?
This is a mess.
Is it okay for you to sound like somebody else? Because then you kind of biting they swag.
Yeah. And this will be handled in court, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You will see them lawyers.
Yeah.
Now, the Grammy nominees have been in. Now, Grammy's not till February of next year. But for Best R&B Song, Kehlani Folded, Heart of a Woman by Summer Walker, Chris Brown, It Depends, Duran Burnett. I always say his name wrong. I'm so sorry. I love Duran, by the way.
This woman
overqualified, and then Yes It Is by Leon Thomas.
This is madness.
I like these songs. I don't know if you have any favorites out of this group. Do you, B?
What was the first one?
Folded. Kehlani.
Yeah. It Depends. Leon Thomas was what?
Yes It Is. That song is fire.
I'll do that one, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be mad if they pick anybody. Best Rap Song, Sticky, Tyler the Creator, Glorilla, Sexy Red's up for her first Grammy. TGIF.
Oh God.
Glorilla, TV Off, Kendrick, yeah. Anxiety, Dochi, and Clips. The
yes,
Birds
I am.
Don't Sing. So, lots of Grammys being pulled in. Very excited to see who wins. But that's
I'm
not until February, so we'll keep you posted on if anything changes.
You mean tell me Boss Man D-Lo was nominated for a Grammy?
I'm driving the Bentley Bentayga.
I'm driving the Bentley Bentayga.
Not this year. Maybe next year if he gets on the song with, somebody notable.
Sexy Red.
Yeah, I mean, Sexy's on the song with Tyler the Creator, which was a big popular song. So that Sticky song was making its rounds.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those protective, determined, and intuitive Scorpios.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor Michael J. White. Sending over a big happy birthday to the regulator himself, record producer and DJ Warren G. A happy birthday to R&B singer Gina Thompson. A major happy birthday to stand-up comedian and actor Sinbad. A happy birthday to actor and comedian Tracy Morgan. Sending over major birthday love to actor and comedian who got his start off in Living Color. Happy birthday to Tommy Davidson. And last but not least, sending over some major love to rapper and actress, a Grammy Award winning artist. Happy birthday to EVE. How you doing?
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and with some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Greg Mason Jr., Samantha Cochran, and Arnett Taylor. Sending birthday love to Jasmine Arelli, Raquela Hernandez Garcia, and Whitney Harris. Happy birthday, Antoine Blewett, Coley Nelson, Tiandra Howard, and everybody else born on November 10th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Twin.
What's up, Twin? What you doing?
I'm on my way to work.
You don't sound too happy.
Oh, it's cold out here.
Mm-hmm.
With that check engine light looking like.
Oh, it ain't on. My gas light is.
You better make it to that BB.
Trying to get out the car.
All right, cousin, we got a shot to hook you up with a $30 Kansas Lotto instant ticket, but you got to finish these lyrics in order to secure it. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Want you in the best way. What you gonna do about it? Why don't you just test me? You won't want to do without it. No, I'm coming at you hard, eating the thug. And I ain't giving up till I get that gangsta love.
I just want to rock you all night long.
I wanna rock you.
Oh. There you go, Twin. There you go. You get that $30 Kansas Lotto instant ticket. Now that ticket can give you possibly the chance to win up to $100,000. You get that type of money, what would you even spend it on?
Man, get my stuff together.
I feel that.
Mentally, physically, everything.
Mm-hmm. Money can change a lot of things.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine.
Making that real money.